Watch, Chicago residents welcome Border Patrol in contrast to leftist anti-ICE radicals. By Bob Price on October 10, 2025. A video posted on social media shows Chicago residents warmly greeting U.S. Border Patrol agents who are deployed to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers rounding up criminal aliens. The welcome stands in sharp contrast to the actions by organized anti-ICE radicals. A CBP video crew followed Border Patrol's commander up at large, Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovina, as he walked around various businesses in the Windy City. The business managers and customers warmly greeted the chief with handshakes, warm smiles, and fist bumps. The green machine is bringing the energy to Chicago. These fine Chicagoans got fist bumps instead of handcuffs. With Chicago's support, Operation Midway Blitz will be here until we accomplish our mission. Hashtag CBP hashtag DHS hashtag USBP hashtag Border Patrol hashtag Op Midway Blitz hashtag Chicago pic.twitter.com/s84kick56. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, October 8, 2025. The residents appear to endorse the Border Patrol's mission in support of President Donald Trump's Operation Midway Blitz. Federal law enforcement officials have arrested hundreds of violent criminal aliens since the Chicago operation began. Of these was a Guatemalan illegal alien who Chief Bovina describes as a child rapist. Child rapist wanted in Guatemala arrested in hashtag Pomona. Operation at Large is protecting communities by finding and apprehending the bad people who are living here illegally and posing a danger to public safety. Hashtag DHS hashtag CBP hashtag USBP hashtag Border Patrol hashtag Op at Large hashtag Los Angeles pic.twitter.com/7bigbuck7c. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, October 9, 2025. Another is described as a Mexican national with 9 previous felony and misdemeanor arrests. One of these included an incident that made national news when he allegedly posed as a rideshare driver and sexually assaulted a Chicago woman after she left a nightclub. Sanctuary city policies in Chicago led to his release from detention 2 days after his arrest, Bovina reported. Why are we in the greater Chicago area? To arrest bad people and bad things. Exhibit A. Illegal alien from Mexico arrested by Office of Field Operations Operation Midway Blitz. In addition to 9 previous arrests, including felony and misdemeanor convictions, his most recent. pic.twitter.com/6cha7ht, Abby. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, October 7, 2025. Criminal aliens do not appear to be as excited to see the Border Patrol in the city, assisting in the mission to find them and remove them from the country. Chief Bovina himself became the target of a bounty threat allegedly posted by an illegal alien who is allegedly a member of the Latin Kings gang. The bounty posted on social media offered a reward of $2,000 to capture Bovina, or $10,000 to take him down, Breitbart's John Binder reported. Bovina responded to the threat, saying that violent gangs are feeling way too comfortable in sanctuary cities like Chicago when they believe they can threaten to kidnap and kill law enforcement officers. Bovina posted a video on Friday showing the arrests of violent criminals in Chicago and Los Angeles. He said the arrests include rapists, murderers, fugitives, drug traffickers, child molesters, and violent gang members. We're dealing with things you ain't seen before. Cross mark emoji. Rapist. Cross mark emoji, murderers. Cross mark emoji, fugitives. Cross mark emoji, drug traffickers. Cross mark emoji, child molesters. Cross mark emoji, violent gang members. You think we're not in LA anymore? Think again. Enforcement is still ongoing in both Los Angeles and Chicago. These. pic.twitter.com/ld5ziov5q. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina. At Comdrop at Large CA, October 10, 2025. Not all Chicago residents are excited to have Bovina's agents in the Windy City. A video posted on social media shows an unidentified resident flying the single-finger salute to Border Patrol agents passing by on riverboats. ICE is getting a warm welcome in Chicago. TF is wrong with these people? pic.twitter.com/7vzv Tyke 2LN. Tony, at Tonics 2, September 29, 2025. The Riverine agents are patrolling the river in support of ground-based operations in the downtown area. Breaking, federal ICE agents are being spotted patrolling the streets of Chicago. A resident just filmed as a unit walked on the Riverwalk as two Border Patrol boats pass underneath. This is exactly what I voted for. Making America safe again. pic.twitter.com/justwssslwd. Gunther Eagleman, at Gunther Eagleman, September 29, 2025. Bovina's team of volunteer Border Patrol agents was dispatched to Chicago by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to assist ICE and other federal agents and officers who have come under violent assault by criminal aliens and radical leftists. During a single week, ICE and Border Patrol agents were rammed in their vehicles and boxed in by organized attackers in three separate incidents, Breitbart, Texas reported. The incidents underscore what DHS officials say is a 1,000% spike in attacks in a growing climate of lawlessness fueled by Illinois' sanctuary policies. The violence by radical leftists led to the deployment by President Donald Trump of 450 members of the Texas National Guard to Chicago, Portland, and other sanctuary cities, Breitbart reported. Democrat Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez told reporters that rhetoric from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is putting Chicago and the nation in a dangerous place and that violence by radical leftists shows why the Texas National Guard deployment is necessary. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.